Wisconsin DNR fur bearer specialist John Olson is part of an effort to collar the cougar and take DNA samples to find out where it came from. This is the first wild cougar he's ever seen.
I've never seen a wild cougar in Wisconsin, that's for sure. It was quite a sight. It was amazing to see this animal in a tree. It was incredible. It looked wild. It looked just wild. It looked very sleek and lean, and it just looked like a beautiful wild animal.
Olson says it's important to collar the cougar for science, but for now, he says they're holding back on tracking the animal until Monday because they don't want to stress it out.
Just to document the presence of any type of rare mammal such as this, that's probably the foremost for a lot of people. And then to just learn more about its life cycle, where it's going to spend time, will it be here for even more than a week? Through the DNA, we can start building a picture of cougar populations across the United States, what's going on with them. We want to know more about these animals, about their behavior, their food habits, their life cycle. It's more than just knowing they're here.
A cougar was killed in Chicago by police last year, the first cougar seen in Chicago since the 1800s. DNA evidence shows the cougar wandered there through Wisconsin from the Black Hills of South Dakota. In Superior, Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio.